Oh, hey, what's poppin', boo?
How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I've been moving around this morning, but I'm settling and I'm excited for this chat. So, I am happy to be talking to you today. This is like not the third, actually the fourth episode of the series on Black business. We're going to talk to Paige about what it looks like to build a brand and invest in yourself and your community. And you're just a perfect person, I think, for this because I have watched you from or the earlies. I can't even remember how long it's been that we've known each other now with the mentorship program and whatnot. I think it has to be at least over a year. But I felt like you already had a popping brand before I even came along. So I was just there to enhance what you already was working on, but I think it's just been beautiful to watch your brand grow and evolve and make some changes and all of that. So I'm excited to talk to people about what that journey has been like for you on the other side. But first, like, who is Paige? What's Paige into? What's Paige talking about?
LOL. Paige is a Taurus.
Okay.
So I'm a grounded shorty. My season's coming, but I'm gonna be patient with air season. But I am creative. I am an athlete. I have a 9-to-5 job. So that is the unique part about building Undone that has been difficult. But also I started a business that I'm really proud of, and it continues to teach me more about myself each and every day. So I ain't perfect by any means. I'm continuously healing and changing and evolving, and I feel really grateful to have not only friends and family who support that, but then also therapist Tala, and then people like you, mentors like you, who push me to do things that I don't think I can do.
Listen, Paige, she be looking at me sideways in them one-on-one calls, like, girl, you want me to do what?
And I was like, yeah, I've definitely been avoiding having another one-on-one conversation with Angie. So I'm going to answer that again. But I feel like as far as who I am, I'm all over the place. But I am just super passionate. I think if I could sum myself up in one word, it would be joy. And probably as helpful of a description as I could give anyone.
I totally agree. You are such a ball of light, and you have such a beautiful energy. Tell us a little bit about like your story. Where'd you grow up? Where are you now? What are some of the things that have shaped you?
That would be helpful, huh? I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, so I'm a Midwestern shorty. I
Okay.
grew up with, I'm the youngest of three, and my family is wonderful and they're absolutely everything. I was in St. Louis for 18 years, I guess, until I went to college. I went to college in the South. I went to Baylor in Waco, Texas, and that started a lot of like me starting to think for myself. I feel like when you're growing up and you're in like middle school and high school, you're thinking, but you're thinking as you're influenced by other people, by your family. And so when I went away and went to Baylor, I started being like, well, why do I believe what I believe? Everything from like my faith and my spirituality and my extracurriculars. I quit every sport I did in high school and was just like, I just want to vibe, like I just want to be here. And I ended up graduating early. I moved to Dallas, and I think when I moved to Dallas, that started kind of like I'm being dramatic, but I would call it a quarter life crisis, because I was just like, dang, you go to work and you come home and what else? Like, I don't have any hobbies. I don't have nothing I do for fun. Like, everything I did in college was like, partying and stuff. And so when you become a grown up and you have a job and you have somewhere to be at 8:30 in the morning, it's like, oh, okay, that stuff ain't gonna fly no more. So when I got to Dallas, it started like a very transformative, I think of that city as a very transformative city in my journey. It taught me, it made me grow up a little bit, and it started the journey of me becoming the woman that I am today. So I started my yoga teacher training there. I lived down the street from Accord Power and was going up in there. There were a few Black women that worked there, and I was like, ooh, it's nothing like hearing Lauryn Hill in the middle of the yoga class that makes you be like,
Oh, wait a
okay,
minute. Okay.
I'll be back.
Right.
And bamboozled me into doing the training. And that caused me to ask questions like, what's my relationship with my body? Like when we're going through the chakras and stuff. And I was just like, I don't know. So it just made me think of, I went into training, as I feel like I do with anything in the wellness space. I go into it with like the intention to help other people, but then I end up getting my life read. And then it causes me to like spiral and be like, oh, I don't know what, like, what do I want? Like, who do I want to serve? So I think DYT is a great example of that.
Definitely.
I thought it was okay, but I'm not. I don't know anymore. So it was nice to be in Dallas. I think of it like very fondly. And I was also going through a lot of like foundational things in my wellness journey as far as the training and then also my spiritual journey. I was going to like a new church on my own, and church is different when you pick it yourself and you weren't like made to go there, so it was kind of cool to be able to like own my own stuff and be able to do stuff on my own. But by the time I moved to Chicago, which is where I'm at now, I was trying to find a place to teach. I'd finished my training in Dallas, but I didn't realize that like the training, I feel like wellness is so politicky, but like the training didn't really transfer, and they was like, we don't care that you got certified in Dallas or that you did like the continued education. You need to do it here too, so we can teach you and we can help you learn. And I was just like, so I said, back up. I started auditioning for Equinox, and that's where I taught. I also taught at another fitness studio on the South Side called Healthy Hood. And my strategy with that at the time was like, I want to be in a corporate setting because I do value the training that they give you for free. You know, like it's a requirement to be trained. And then I took all of that to the people on the South Side.
Let's go.
To be able to like learn and have a consistent ebb and flow of training. I got trained on how to lead a meditation. I got trained on how to lead an effective class. And you like take what you want and leave what you don't in those things. So it was really cool. I started feeling like I had a harness and a hold on my own voice. And then I think from teaching in studio spaces and gyms, I started to realize like, I want to be able to have more control over who comes to my classes. Like I love teaching everybody that loves to come to my classes, but it smacks different when there's people that look like you and that you can actually be like, not that I wouldn't be friends with everybody, because I would, but like,
way different
people who look like me and my friends roll up into my class and they're like, girl, that playlist was everything.
Yes. Like, yes.
Because half the time when I was at Equinox, people were like, oh, that was cute.
Right? Right? Like, oh, what song was that last one? I feel it, girl.
Chicago, I think Dallas for me was like building a foundation, and Chicago was definitely coming into my own, and it still is. But I launched Undone in 2020, right before I did UIT, and it was a result of like months and months and months, because I created the LLC in March 2020, which LOL, I did not launch it until like September, because that shows how much I just like have let imposter syndrome be like, no, I'm not gonna do this right now. I am not ready, or there's somebody already doing something like this, or why does what I have to say matter? I had all of those things. Imposter syndrome, people pleasing, all the issues that you would go to therapy for, I got them. So I am just now in a place where I feel really grounded in what Undone is offering. I think it's a very, again, like the audience will always be the same. I do want to teach people who are also athletes, who are also creatives. And that could be anything from like, I mean, I work in PR during my 9-to-5. So that's like creative. I work with words. I work with strategy. And I relate to people who do that as well. I also relate to people who are artists and musicians. I play violin, so like all of those different aspects. And then as an athlete, I just ran a marathon.
Let's
and
go.
I've been running since I have been really in high school, but like long distances in college. So it's been running for me, especially as I've started to uncover yoga, has become like a test of my own mindfulness. It's been nice to be able to like incorporate what I'm learning in yoga in my own creativity and in my own athleticism in order to boost those both spaces of performance. So
I love that.
We here.
We here.
Know, in Chicago, still growing.
Quick side note and small plug, I just went to Lululemon yesterday to cop the new running shoes that they made for women.
I have not seen them yet.
Child, I'm about to post the story and reel on it, so you're going to see, but they are fire. You're going to love them. But that was a side note. But no, going back to just acknowledging your story and everything that you've shared, it's what a beautiful journey. And I think such awareness around like every step of that journey and what those steps have meant and how they contributed to your development in different ways. I think it's just beautiful to be able to look back and see things that clearly. Paige is the real MVP, y'all. She out here running marathons. She doing things for the community. She making things happen. I want to know more about like your why with Undone with Paige and what that really reflects. Like what is Undone by Paige all about? Like who is it for? Why are you so committed to that cause? Like what makes that, like what energizes you about that?
To me it's a loaded question. But I think if I kept it very simple, I would just say the feeling that I felt when I was first discovering yoga and first being exposed to it was exactly that, a feeling of just being undone on the mat. Sometimes it's not to say that like every time I was going to a class, I was feeling like, oh my God, like let me get my life together. But it was definitely like, once you put those pennies in the piggy bank over and over and over again with each class, with each like self-care practice or ritual, you start to uncover things and feel a little bit undone. Mm-hmm. And I felt like God was speaking to me in ways that were very potent about things that I need to fix about myself. And I think that he communicated through the teachers that I was studying under and taking classes with, just by like little things, like it could be a song choice. As long as your spirit is open to it, a yoga class can expose you to so many things, like from the intention to the movement itself, to the combination of moving with your breath. Like if you allow yourself to be open to what a yoga class has to offer you, so many things can happen. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I was getting frustrated with being in a studio because I felt like really restricted in what I could say and the music I could play and whether it would resonate with who I'm in the space with. Mm-hmm. So it just, being undone and running undone has taught me to continuously heal as I grow. So like I am always growing, always evolving, like I said, but at the same time, like if you aren't aware of your, and I say like, I have like all the issues that someone would go to therapy for jokingly, but like people pleasing, imposter syndrome, anxiety. Right before DYT, I was, and I think I talked about this with you a little bit, I was like so anxious to the point where I was like teetering on the line of depression, where I didn't like that about myself because I'm a vibrant person. Mm-hmm. And I was at the point where I was very numb and people could say something to me and I was like, okay, cool. And it's just like, that's not normal. Like, bro, what's wrong with you? And so I took a sabbatical off work and got my life together. And that led me to DYT and just learning how I could show up more fully. So I feel like everything that I've done operates under is the mentality of like, in order to heal the whole entire world, which that's a very tall order, you do have to start with yourself and you have to know how you can heal yourself. And that's not to say that that's going to happen in one day or one week or a certain amount of time, but as long as you're doing the work as you're growing and you're starting to unearth like what are the things that I need to fix and tweak and alter and stop doing in order to be more authentic and show up as fully as I possibly can, the more you start to do that, the better. And the more I start to develop those practices for myself, I'm as only as healthy as me at this point, because it's just me
literally
behind it. So if I'm not well, I mean, you can pretty much, if you like pay attention to when I post things or how I post things, you can pretty much tell how I'm doing. It was eventually we're gonna get to a place where that's not the case,
right?
But
right,
oh, the week off is because I'm tired and I don't have it. And I know that like if I post something because I feel like I have to post, and that's just using Instagram as an example, or like if I host an event because I feel like I have to or because everybody else is, then that's not going to be beneficial, and it's not gonna it's not going to smack the same as if I do something because I have an intense conviction to do it and I have the energy to do it. So it's just, it's all about healing. And if you heal yourself, then you'll start to learn the better ways that you can show up for your community, and your community can be more well. And from that, they start to heal themselves, and that has a ripple effect. So it just is something that starts inward and grows outward. But I want people to leave my presence and my experiences feeling like they just left summer camp and like they're inspired to, you know how you feel?
Yeah.
Like, get fresh off of summer camp and you're like, oh, I'm about to
come. What?
Go in on everything.
Right. Yeah. Wait till I start school. Wait.
Yeah. Like, you can't wait to get started. And I think that that's how I want my experiences to feel for people. That feels like, to me, that's directly impacted how often I show up, because I've had a lot of like internal battles about, do I teach weekly or do I not? Do I do pop-ups? Do I not? We've talked about that too, but I just, it's about knowing yourself so well and knowing how you can show up and knowing what you have energetically, spiritually, financially, in order to invest in your business and then moving from that space. I don't have the capacity to teach. Several times a week, all the time.
Right.
That make me a lot of money, and I got a lot of things to pay for. So it just, I'm like trying to figure out ways that I can work with brands, work with what is it called? Like those services that allow me to do virtual classes and everything, so that people can experience me and experience Undone.
Yeah.
Without me being there. So
yes, the automations, baby. Yes. I love what you said, everything that you've said. I'm just like soaking it up and I'm learning more about you as we chat. But I think that one thing I'm hearing through and through, and which is really the theme of the conversation, is this concept of like investing in yourself. And it shows up in so many different ways, and like, you know, you leaving where you're from to gain a new experience, you know, dropping everything so you can be like pouring out your cup so you can be an open cup to receive and experience brand new. And you know, giving yourself a college experience, you know, going into that teacher training, moving cities. And just, I feel like there's an openness about you and allowing yourself to be poured into and allowing yourself to absorb knowledge and absorb things, which I think is such a beautiful thing about you, and that you really take those things and internalize them to make you a better person, to get you through whatever it is that you're going through. And then you use that new and improved version of yourself to show up differently in these spaces. And I think that it speaks so much to, like, I think where the current state of a lot of Black women are right now in this space of like, we are healing ourselves so that we can also heal others, and also just recognizing the importance and the value of spending that time and investment and protecting ourselves and our energy and, you know, like fiercely approaching and actively approaching healing, not from a passive space, but actively approaching it. Like you spoke about therapy, you know? So I just want to like honor that and like see you in the investment that you have put into yourself, knowing what you may need in a given moment, or at least working towards figuring it out so that you can get to a better place in yourself, because you want that for you. But because I think on some level too, you want it for other people. And so what better example, right, than to actually be the thing, you know? Like, so I'm just taking that in and appreciating that about you right now. As I think is super dope. What line of question do I want to go into next? You talked about, you know, how you investing in yourself mentally, emotionally, you know, all that kind of stuff, as well as the knowledge that you've taken, the courses and different things that you've taken on, and that being truly, you know, a conduit for you to be in a better space, more whole, more healed, so that you can show up in your business differently and impact there. Talk about, you know, what are the realities of building a brand, you know, and you know, we could talk about this all day, because I also know all about this space, but like of building a brand that is so closely tied to like who you are and your passions, and also, you know, the realness of, like you said, I'm tired. I ain't posting this week. That's still apparent with me a lot of times too. So I like, what are some of the realities of like building a brand that is so closely tied to who you are?
It feels very intimate, and like I'm naturally, I share a lot about myself as I feel. Like I have, there's nothing technical to this, but I have like information that I feel is like mainstream information that I would tell anybody. Like I feel like people pleasing, anxiety, all those things at a surface level are very comfortable to share. But mm-hmm. there's like more intimate details that aren't quite mainstream that feel more, it almost leaves me feeling exposed. Mm-hmm. And I think because I feel undone to be so close to serving people that have the same like struggles as me, like people be burnt out. And like a lot of my friends are burnt out and I'm burnt out. Mm-hmm. Like it's just because I teach yoga don't mean I'm well all the time. Like
right.
I'm still tripping. And I still have to build rituals. I had to get more and more protective over my own peace over time because I realized that like if you let, because I used to tell everybody everything about building my business specifically, not really like I would tell them like ideas that I had, because those things feel more like comfortable to share mm-hmm. versus like I'm really struggling with self-worth or self-esteem, and that means that I don't charge as much as I should. Like I don't like having those conversations with everybody.
Yeah.
So it just feels like as I've started to grow and learn and build Undone, it is very vulnerable, it's very uncomfortable, but it's also pushed me to get more protective over my own peace. And when I say that, I mean like I have designated days where I work on the Undone stuff, and then there are some days like Sundays I don't do nothing. Like
same.
I'm not gonna answer no
offline
email. I'm not gonna answer no DM, and I almost get to the point where like now I probably have like too strict of boundaries because like I've just stopped answering DMs altogether. We're gonna get back into it, but it just got to the point where I felt like mm-hmm. I had to draw certain boundaries because mm-hmm. As I grow, and I think because of like the size of Undone, and I am in Chicago and I do know a lot of people locally, so it feels really comfortable, but a lot of people will reach out mm-hmm. asking about offerings and stuff, and like respectfully, my email's in my bio. Like, I want you to email me. I don't want you to come via DM. And I just have tried to like draw strict boundaries on like people asking for advice via DMs and all mm-hmm. those things. And like, I think as I start to grow, mm-hmm. I don't ever want someone to feel like they can't ask me a question because I'm always open to feedback. I'm always open to, mm-hmm. you know, I can't help at your event. I will. If I can teach at whatever, your bachelorette party, I absolutely will. But like, I've had to get very strict and be like, let me look at, which has really come to a place of like getting better about planning.
Yeah.
I realize like when I get irritated by something or by somebody asking me something, it's because I haven't prepared something on my end. Mm. And if I'm prepared, then I can answer from like a, hey, like, so happy you thought of me for this. I do not have the capacity for April. Let's talk about May. Like those types of things.
Right. Versus like, why are you blowing up my DMs like this, man?
Like, man, there's a gap between I keep getting the same exact questions, like, do you offer virtual classes? Which I love that question because I'm trying, you know, I'm trying.
Girl, I know.
And that's next on the list.
Yep.
But I think in the first quarter of 2022, I really wanted to focus on in-person experiences. Mm-hmm. And I do really well with focusing on one thing at a time while keeping the lights on, because again, it's just me. But I think, I don't know, it's just taught me a lot about how it's really boundaries. And I think that's what I'm learning in my life right now. Being comfortable ideating and brainstorming things on my own and
yeah.
having enough confidence, because I do struggle and I have struggled with self-esteem in the past. And so like, I don't think people realize like how that manifests, because when it manifests, it's like, I don't exactly feel, it could be like, I don't feel confident about this Instagram post that I'm about to post. Or like, not because of the way I look, but it's just because of like, what I'm saying. Is it valuable? Like not having enough confidence in my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes to like, if I create an intention for a class, like I have to be able to talk about it in a way that resonates with people. And that involves confidence. And like, you have to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to, in order to be in a space where I feel confident, where I feel good and grounded, I do have to be grounded and I have to get into those rituals. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm a Taurus. I like to take baths. I like to be outside. I like to do luxurious things. Like if I could just have a moment where my phone is on Do Not Disturb, I take a bath. I have some shea butter, I put on my skin. I do a face mask.
Come on.
I'm good to go. Listen. I'm gonna need to do the next day.
Right.
But I do need that fucking bucket of time mm-hmm. in order to like get my life together. So I think it's just been like, I've had to build an unwavering confidence in myself and my offering, which is an ongoing journey because, you know, I'm doing better, but we're not quite there yet. But I think that now it's like, there are some things that I will and I won't do. Like I said, like I've gotten more sharp with like, you're not gonna catch me teaching several times a week because I don't like it. I had mm-hmm. to do it in a studio and I don't like doing it because it makes me feel less creative and I get burnt out more easily. Mm-hmm. And just noticing those things about myself, and then noticing what Undone is actually about, because I built Undone to, like I said, give that summer camp feeling. You don't mm-hmm. go to summer camp 2 times a week, 3 times a week.
Come on. It's a summer camp.
That means that when I create a pop-up experience, it might not be as often as you'd like. And
right.
I would love to, you know, pop up on people more often, but I have to honor my own capacity. And yeah. I have to realize who I built it for.
Yeah.
I built it for the people who have busy schedules. So right. they're not going to see me 2-3 times a week. They're going to see me the one time a month that I have an elevated experience, or the couple times a month that I, bless you.
Thank you.
That I partner with a brand to bring an experience to life.
So yes.
I think it's just been getting sharp on who I am, what I'm about, and getting more unapologetic, which has taken a lot of therapy and a lot of like time with my family and friends, because they like remind me of who I am and they make me feel like myself.
Yeah.
And just like kind of parting ways, not dramatically, but with people who can't see the vision.
Yeah.
I think there's like some sort of saying that's like, I don't know, it's something like that of the, it's like a derivative of, you can't tell everybody where you see yourself going, because they're not gonna see it. So like they may bring their own perspective to it, but at the end of the day, nobody can see what I see as
right.
far as what that is, who it's for, and where it's going.
Yes.
I try to communicate it as much as possible, but I know there are people who believe in its growth, but they don't exactly know what it looks like, but they're supporting me along the way. So
absolutely,
I just had to get real strict with boundaries, and very grounded in what I actually do and who I do it for.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to check myself a couple times because I get an attitude, again, when I feel like I'm not prepared. And if I feel unprepared, I like completely spiral and just like go off into a corner and crash. But I don't know, it's been making me kind of like boss up in a way. So I'm enjoying the journey. It's just like, for anybody who thinks that building a brand is like cute and fun and like, ooh, like if you think about like, I want to build a brand because I want my 10K, I want my 15K. It's painful and it hurts. And if you don't want to do it, that will become very apparent by the time you start it and then you start building it.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely wanted to quit like many times, been like, I don't want to do this no more. Like,
it's a long game. It's a long game.
But then I think being connected to those things that make me feel grounded in and why I started it in the first place, which I was journaling a lot when I started it, which I should probably do more mm-hmm. on. I answered those exact questions, like, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And who am I doing it for?
Mm-hmm.
And for any, and it's really for me, for any time that I doubt, like,
mm-hmm.
myself
mm-hmm.
and what I've built, because I think everybody will weigh in on what you're doing, or they'll tell you like, oh, you should do this or you should do that, which I appreciate because like, give me an idea.
Right.
But
it's like a home base, you know, it's like coming back to
like
touch base.
I could better, if I'm grounded, I could better like, ah, that's not for me. Like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, no, totally. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think I've told you this, I think many times before, of how much you remind me of myself and like in so many ways. But this is one of those things included as well, in like how much of an organic journey it's been. But like one of the things that kind of remains, I think, as a stronghold for me, and I think the same is true for you, is just like that why and that purpose and that vision being so clear. And I think that, you know, you spoke about not everybody will fully understand it, but like that you're still gaining support. And I think that speaks highly to the ability to articulate what your vision and your brand is about and the purpose and the aim and like you said, who you do it for, etc. Because in the earlys, you know, when I didn't even have 1,000 followers, I was still out here pitching myself and trying to get partnerships and do different things. And I was able to do that off the strength of my vision, of the clarity of my vision, and really making people feel into what I was doing. So I see that as well with you and in the brand partnerships that you have and all the dope shit that you're doing. And I'm like, yes, like being able to articulate with clarity that what you do and who you do it for and like what your vision is so important. And like, this is the first thing, you know, in the mentorship program, same thing. First thing, clarity. We got to get clear on some things out here so that can inform the rest of the journey. So I just really appreciate that. And I think that for people who are new and coming up and starting a brand or a business, it's important to know that like the numbers of likes on your post, the number of views, your followers don't have nearly as much weight as the conviction with which you can express your vision and your why and your purpose. Like that ultimately is the highest currency. It has the highest weight, because if you can make somebody believe and buy into what you're doing, you can get really, really far. And I think folks can underestimate as well, I talk about this all the time, of the power of building relationships locally first and then bringing those receipts online, which I think is something you've done such a phenomenal job at doing. To draw people in. And yes, we're going to talk about these virtual offerings. You know, we already been planting the seed, but we're going to talk about it more because I need Paige online, period, point blank. And so does everybody else, apparently. But yeah, you know, it's a process. And I started in the same way you did. You know, I was teaching a bunch of classes and then I was like, oh, y'all ain't, nah, this is more exclusive. Y'all need to just, we're going to do these events and we're going to get these events popping. And then it was retreats, and then it was, you know, going online and doing other things. So it's also so much of like an evolution and a process when it comes to the way that the offers develop, you know, the ways in which you serve your community and the platforms that you use to serve your communities change and evolve, you know, getting more organized and planning, like you said, setting those boundaries, having very clear criteria. Okay, this is a no, this is a yes, you know. I think it's so important when you're building to have some of those, that foundation is huge. So I want to now kind of move into, asking you more about this piece around investment and investing in yourself, especially when it comes to your business. So, you know, what are some of the things that you've done or invested in that have helped you develop as a person, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and yeah, like what's been your experience with that?
Yeah, I think there's like so many layers to the investment, and that wasn't something that I was seeing until I think late last year, this year, because I thought of like previously, I thought of it as like in order for me to be successful and I'm done to be successful, I thought of the investment as money. Like I need to pour money. Like mm-hmm. I need to put a certain amount of money aside. Mm-hmm. I do have my 9-to-5 and it has been a blessing because I definitely like, you know, this is, but now, you know, Annette, she can make enough money. She can pay for herself and we're happy about that.
Yes.
Like, I thought of it as I always need to, if I can put money into it, then I will grow all those things. I didn't think about the energetic investment of like my own time and what that meant. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's so many ways that you can take that. But for me, it's been honestly like at the way that because of the people that I serve through Undone, it's creatives, it's athletes, it's the things that I'm interested in and intrigued by. That means that the stuff that makes me feel full and makes me feel invested in is fun for me.
Right.
So like for me, going to a concert, I can leave a concert having an idea of, dang, that would be a dope, like either retreat idea or that would be an adult event idea. Like I leave feeling that I want people to feel with me of like, I just left summer camp because I get so inspired by seeing artists in their craft. Mm-hmm. And I get so inspired by pushing my body physically as an athlete in ways that I didn't think I could. Mm-hmm. So lately I've been just doing more like fun random things. I've been making like a bucket list of like, I want to try a pottery class because I want to do something I ain't done before. Because mm-hmm. I feel like if you expose yourself to new things,
yeah,
you allow yourself to like turn off a little bit. You don't have to do, and then naturally that will bring forth an inspiration that you could not unlock if you're like locked into the like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta go down my to-do list. So I'm trying to get better about just like sitting in on panels and going to museums and thinking of ways that I can like visit new shops. I went to Brooklyn and I went to this like wellness shop. I don't know the name of them, but they had like Palo Santo and teas, and I was in there and I was like,
my life is gathered.
Like 30-minute experience really did it for me because I get really like jazzed by that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that of like, what are the ways that make me feel full? And I think when you think about investing yourself time-wise, it's like, what makes you feel most joyful? Like what like gets you like really, really excited? Like for me, it's seeing people in their craft. It's being outside. It's I don't know. Like you could just do so much. And it really does take knowing yourself. But I think that if you do invest in yourself in that time-wise, you'll start to reap the benefits and realize like, oh, I have all of these ideas. And that could be as simple as like also just being with your friends and like spending time with your friends. One of my friends like, hey, Courtney. But other than that, I think it's also lately, and especially when I did the marathon, that was another investment in myself because I think it's, in creativity, I'm pushing my mind to experience other ways that people like to express themselves to empower my own. Physically, I had never run a marathon before. I'd only done half marathons, which like still is lovely and hard to fail. But the marathon was different because I had never had such discipline, strength training, and doing long runs every week. And like that discipline of like, that's, I am a retired athlete, and especially the pandemic, I have definitely sat on the couch more than my friends. So it's definitely just now I'm pouring into myself by going to fitness classes that aren't yoga a lot more often and investing in my own. I'm doing 500-hour training right now. I put a lot of pressure on myself at first, but now I'm like, no, I want to have fun with this because I want to learn more about the body because I'm genuinely intrigued by the body and just like doing things that spark that sense of like, oh, I can't wait to like apply this to something that I love. But it's definitely like the monetary is part of it. Your energy is a part of it. But then also like your spirit too. I don't know how many times I've said I'm in therapy and this is the thing, but it's definitely been a huge part of me investing in myself. And like that is part monetary, but it is also like my therapist has shown me things about myself that I did not realize were there, but she's also acknowledged progress that I don't give myself enough credit for. And she's also encouraged me to stop and celebrate the small things. So I think it's in those habits that you form in building yourself and investing in yourself, whether it's your like money, your time, or your spirit. And when you do those things on a more consistent basis, you just set yourself up and your business up to be better. And I think I've been empowered by you a lot because, I don't know, sometime after DYT, you took like a month off.
Yeah.
I was like, I know you lying. I'm gonna do that.
Listen.
You think of like, how do I need to build undone so that I can take a month off and I can still make the amount of money that I, like that's the goal at some point, which like that's where the virtual offerings are going to come in. And that's where getting more disciplined about my email list, which again, like going to fitness classes several times a week and running and all those things that like trigger the discipline via like athleticism in me, those make my mind like remind my mind like you are capable of discipline, sis.
Yes.
Like, just sit down for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And stop bouncing off the walls. You could do a lot more than you think you can. So I think it's just like the investment isn't just money. It's about investing in yourself and all of the things that that make that up. And if I feel like people's first reaction when they hear that is like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I would do. And it's just like, what makes you happy? Like who are you spending time with? What are you doing? What are you not doing when you're most joyful, full, vibrant self, and that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
On top of like the credentials and training on all those things that you have the space and money for. But it's been a lot of like trial and error for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk. I love this reframe on investment, because you're right. The most of the times we're thinking about monetary, I put this in, what am I going to get out? You know, and it is, yes, I'm putting this in and I'm getting something, but it's not always about a monetary return. You know, it's a return in all these other ways, like you said. And, you know, what I'm hearing is investment as a holistic practice.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
You know, okay, investment as a holistic practice.
You memorize what I'm saying real well. And I feel like that happens when we talk and our calls too. Every time I say something, because I feel like I'm like, it's like giving you word vomit, but then you like, it sounds like you are saying, and then two words, exactly what I just said. What you said is what I meant.
No, and you explained it beautifully, and I think that more in-depth, you know, explanation is important so that you can add more context and meaning to like what those smaller, that smaller series or more concise concept is, because it is important to dive into, well, what does it look like to invest in yourself in this various ways that contribute? Like for me, you know, I'll buy a book and look through, or, you know, hop on Pinterest and get style inspo, I'm looking at color combinations, you know, and even as a, you know, prior brand designer and doing websites, that was something that also like, ooh, I love the way they put those colors together, or looking at home decor. And, you know, so it all feeds into itself. We are one whole person made up of individual parts. And so it's beautiful. And I think it's important to know that you can invest in yourself in a number of different ways that ultimately contribute to the greater good of the whole unit. And not to think that you can only, like, this is the only place where you invest and you get something back. No, it is the way that you spend your energy. It is the things that you watch and listen to. It is the things that you're consuming and eating. It is the spaces that you're putting yourself in, and you know, all of those things, in addition to where you spend money, financial substance to have certain experiences or education, you know, et cetera, or access. Right. And so, I love that idea of holistic investment. Now I lost the words, you feel me, but the holistic investing in yourself is a holistic practice. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yes. Saucy. Let's go. I'm thinking and wondering what else I want to kind of like dive into with you, but I feel like you've spoken so much and so eloquently and beautifully on this topic. I don't know. What else is in your mind right now in relation to this topic?
I don't know this person's name.
Tony Lynn.
Tony Lynn.
Yeah.
She said investing in self as believing in abundance as well. And I think that word abundance has been a struggle for me. Thank you, girl. Because you just inspired me. Because I have a tendency to have like such a scarcity mindset, like, oh, there's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
And
yes,
it's impacted the way that I approach building Undone, because I always feel like I don't even know how to describe it. Because when I describe it, it don't sound right. Because I'm like, oh, there's not enough, or like there's somebody already doing that, so like y'all don't need me, let me just pull myself out of it and just like support what y'all are doing. It's really, and I don't just have that in yoga, because again, I feel like every issue that I have on a personal perspective shows up and I'm done. And I realize it when I see how other people are showing up, and not from a comparison standpoint, but more so like, wow, there's such a discipline and a consistency that I'm wondering why I don't have it. And I won't have it because I am struggling with that self-esteem. I'm struggling with, it's not that I don't have the ideas, because I got ideas.
Yeah.
But I have like such a, nobody's going to want to try it, or like a brand's not going to want to partner with me and do it. So I think that, now as I'm trying to step into this next phase of continuing to heal and evolve and grow, because that's always going to be important to me, but then also realizing that like there is quite literally so much to go around. And it's never really been like, I have a lot of friends who are in the wellness space that pass opportunities to me because they think it's more of a fit for me.
Yes.
Other people because they think it's, and I love that, like, I think I didn't realize that there is abundance everywhere until that started happening, until I was just like, or if there's like a brand that someone's partnering with and then they're like, oh, you know who else would be great for this is this person, and they point at me, and I'm like, for real, you're not me. So it's just like,
real shit. Hey,
I've seen the beauty of forming and nurturing a community in the wellness space, not from like a competitive perspective. And I hate that I ever had that perspective, but I had it because I was taught it.
Yeah.
When I was coming up in the wellness industry, because there were people, especially in like Chicago, I love Chicago, and I feel like it's like this in every major city probably, but it's like the people in Chicago would have the energy of like, well, who, who are you? Like, what do you think you are? How long have you been teaching? Not that long. So I think now, and what was really helpful with DYT was like understanding and reminding myself of why I'm qualified, and that what I have to offer is something that someone needs, even if it's just one person, or if I teach a class full of like 50 people and it resonates with like two of them, like that's still worth my time because I think those two people are still valuable. Other people probably had a good time, but like it really smacked for those two and that feels good.
So yes.
I think that having those interactions with, I was going to say women, but it's not just women. I have felt very supported by men in wellness too in Chicago, which I think is awesome.
That's dope.
And I've been building just community that has been both men and women, and that's been really like, I ain't have done that before, because I've always thought of it as just like, you know, who run the world?
Right. Come on.
But now there's more like men, especially black men that are entering the wellness space.
Yes.
It just makes me so happy to like be able to witness like the growth of the wellness industry.
Yes.
And I think that with that growth, so does like the capacity for opportunity and partnership. And
yes.
I trust that the people that I consider my peers in my community, if they think that I'm good for something, that they'll throw my name in. And like half the things that I've done, like a lot of the things partnership wise that I've done is because I've shot a lot of shots and I've been turned down a lot of times.
Yeah,
probably more than I can count. And I've gone unanswered. And
yeah,
but on the flip side of that, like I've also reached out to people, been left on read, and then like 6 months later, they reach out to me on some like, oh, I just ran into your page and I did everything you did. And I'm like, no, wait a second, I had to talk to y'all about 6 months ago, and I had a very specific idea on how to collaborate. But it's all love, because eventually, you know, like we're working together. And it's not on some like, back then they didn't want me type stuff.
Right.
It's very much so like, you attract what you're ready for.
Yes.
And a lot of times, like, I shoot shots that I probably shouldn't, or like that are very tall.
But yeah.
I like to do it just as a practice.
Absolutely.
Like, I like to do it because I think it's fun. Like,
you stretch yourself. You stretch yourself.
For a while, I was telling myself, like, ooh, you know, like, I'm a very small business at this time. So, like, nobody's going to want to hear what I have to say. But then I was like, no. If I go to I'm really into travel. I eventually want to be in a space where I'm doing retreats. We've talked about this. How to be, you know. But because of that, I've like thrusted myself into the travel industry and just figured out like, what does wellness look like in that space? And just like starting to get more strategic about when I take trips and who I reach out to when I do those trips. Like, even when I went to Brooklyn, I reached out to like 5 different hotels.
Let's go. Yes.
Then nobody answered. But again, it's part of the process.
Absolutely.
Because like, I at least have like some people's I like DM'd and emailed, and I have like some people's names, and I don't know. It might come.
It's the seed planting, right? It's the seed planting.
Exactly. It's like you looked at my page, so what's up?
Right.
But it's been really cool to like just kind of form a little bit of like audacity. And I think that the more that I just have like a sense of audacity in the way that I reach out to people, then
yes.
I can bring my people with me and my friends with me and do a lot of cool stuff. And my friends do it for me too. So it's just
absolutely
been like, there have been partnerships that I've had because my friends who work in corporate America will say like, oh, mm-hmm. we should work with Paige. And it's just like,
yes.
I gotta come and I gotta deliver. So
yeah.
It's been really
I love that. So much collaboration, right? In that, like I just had shot a private one-on-one teaching opportunity to one of my mentees earlier today, you know? So it's, and I'm always passing off opportunities and stuff that I think are a good fit for others because what you give, you receive, you know? And like, ultimately yeah. I want everybody to win. And so I think it's also beautiful to, and I think that's been a huge part of my success personally, is really genuinely wanting other people to win, genuinely wanting other people to have opportunities and like passing things on and networking and sharing names and all of those things, because it's, you know, there's room and there's space for all of us and everybody has something a little bit different to offer that's individually valuable. So I love, like I heard trust as well, like trust in the community, trust in the abundance and, you know, being open to receive. And then also in that last piece about the audacity, like that's big, like for me, same thing, you know, but once again, I think that having clarity of vision and purpose allows you to have the audacity because yeah. you are able to say, yo, this is what I'm up to. This is what I'm doing. This is why I'm here. Fuck with me. Right. Like you would be, I'll tell y'all, like y'all should be pulling up to these pitches. Like y'all would be advised to rock with yeah. me. Y'all, you would be yeah. lucky to partner with somebody of my caliber. And like, that's the energy that I like to move with. And when you are doing work in the community and you're seeing also the impact that you're having on others, it continues to build and reinforce that value that you have in what you're bringing to the world and you yourself as an individual and your offerings, but also like in your vision, right? And in your mission of like why you're there, it reinforces it. And then allows you to grow that audacity, you know, and yeah. to be more bold and big about the things that you've pitched. I've pitched some things that later I'm like, damn, now I'm kind of scared. Like, I got to live up to this thing that I didn't pitch, you know, like they ain't fucking with the kids. So I got to, all right now. And so those are beautiful things because they stretch you, you know, they force you to grow, you know, they force you. And so it's good to, like you said, to practice and to also know, like, 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to get a response or a yes, but all you need is like that one, you know? And then once you got that, then you leverage that to build other things. And those are keys to the game. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but, I just really appreciate your awareness around all of that and your trust in community and your willingness to like put yourself out there, even when it's scary, even when you might get turned down, just to build that practice, you know, to build that confidence of, yeah, I'm going to put myself out there. Yeah. So that's beautiful. I'm seeing
somebody asked a question about, I think how to go about collaborating or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm grateful for my experience in corporate America because I think that because of the nature of PR, I've learned a lot about how we go out to people, but then also how people come out to us and who we engage and who we don't. And
yeah.
I think you have to put yourself in the mindset of the person that you're reaching out to of like,
yes.
what is this person struggling with?
Yes.
Like if I'm reaching out to a brand and it's like somebody such and such social media specialist or like whoever is appropriate. And I'm like, okay, their schedule is probably very full and they probably don't have time for me to like just sit there and write like 5 paragraphs about why you should partner with me. It's more about like, hey, I'm Paige. This is what I do. I really resonate with what you do. I have this idea. I bring an idea to them.
Yes.
I don't ever want to come empty handed because it's like a potluck. Like,
yeah.
Don't come and be like, we should collaborate.
Right. Right. Right.
Like, oh, what?
Like, come to the table with something.
Exactly. That's all. Like, I get very specific on like the ideas that I have, and I think a lot about the concepts that I bring forward.
Yes.
I don't get too deep because I'm like, if you want to know more, then let's talk. Because I ain't trying to have anybody over here stealing no ideas.
Right.
Not that people will do that, but
you know, we gotta be somewhat protective and like, these are things too, same thing. Like these are part, this is part of what I teach as well in the mentorship with the, when we talk about pitches and there's a little email template and like, these are some of the boxes you need to check when you write in the email, you know, get that media kit together. So you looking nice and professional and your email ain't gotta be a mile long. And you know, so there's ways to do these things strategically, intentionally. And again, like you said, like it really is all about helping someone else solve their problem. You know, and that's the mind space you got to think and put yourself in every single time that you produce an offering, every single time that you have a pitch. How are you helping somebody? How are you taking the load off of somebody else or improving what they're doing by what you bring? And that's the way that you have to approach it, because everybody must win. Like it can't be, oh, I want to partner with this brand and get free clothes, or I want to partner with this brand because, you know, they're popular and I want to be seen in that light. No, what are you bringing? as Paige said, to the potluck? Like, where, I know you're not the one that brought the napkins and the forks and spoons. Cause, okay. Like we need what is the dish?
Give me an entree.
You feel me? So that's huge. In how you present yourself. And Paige is such a good example of that, because she's had a number of brand partnerships where she's cross-collaborated. I don't think that you're short of partnerships. And, you know, you start to build a reputation.
Mm-hmm. I was just playing, but I didn't know you were going, okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. You feel me? So, Paige, I love, and I could talk to you all day long. I know we could be on here for hours. I'm so proud of you. I am so always, like, loving watching your journey and you continue to grow and step outside of your comfort zone as I slowly nudge you out of that motherfucker. And you know, and just killing it, you know, as soon as you step out, you're killing it. And so I'm proud. I see you. I'm also inspired by you and the things that you're doing and the things you're working on and the impact that you're making in your community. So y'all make sure y'all go. Sorry, y'all, hold on. Paige is just going to be crying really quick for a moment. Y'all go check out Paige at Undone by Paige on IG, on her website, undonebypaige.com. That's right, right? Is that correct?
We are undone.com.
Paige is doing some dope things in Chicago. Tap in, make sure you follow. Any final parting words that you have for the people?
I found this piece of advice really helpful. I've been saying it a lot lately, but if anyone is like struggling on whether to start a business or whatever, refresh their business, it's four words, but it's start simply, but simply start. Mm. And that can mean you start with just writing down your idea or like whatever it is, doing one small thing as much as you can, as often as you have the space for it, to get you closer to that starting a business. Mm-hmm. And if you're starting it or moving forward with it or building it, continue to stay grounded and yes, work on your own healing, because as you work on your own healing, you will put your community in a better space.
Yes.
You'll be able to serve them from a better and more authentic space, and it'll help you to be like more impactful that way. Ain't nobody trying to be out here giving shallow experiences.
Not at all.
Like, sit with people's spirit and just make them feel like, ugh, like you want them to feel it in their soul. So in order to do that, you gotta be with your own soul.
Yes.
That means your own self-care practices have to be on lock. I'm taking a bath tonight because that's what I want for my self-care.
Let's go.
You know, it's just like figuring out those little rituals you do every day for yourself.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I am going to let y'all know once again, mentorship program, Decolonize Your Teaching Mentorship Program, still has spots. You can apply in the bio link to learn more. It's a program that is designed for people who are looking to transition and go into a space of building a brand, you know, stepping into entrepreneurship and really giving a solid foundation for, you know, what you need for longevity, like those foundational pieces. Any reflections for you on like how that program supported you in your journey of building a brand?
Mm-hmm. We got that much time. But I think to put it plainly, doing DYT was probably the best decision I could have made for Undone. Mm. Even if you feel like, oh, I don't need that. Like, there's nothing. Like, there is something in there for you, whether it's as simple and whatever. I think because it's such, every single module is so like rich that even if you only get something from one module, it's going to completely change the entire way that you run your business. And I think for me, like, every module has something for me. So I left and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready. But it does help you feel like, okay, you have the systems, you have the knowledge that you need. Like, for me, it's not a matter of like, I know what I need to do because I've had you by my side helping me build my brand along the way. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of when I have the space and putting things together and doing things in a way that feels authentic to me. So it really just arms you with everything, like top to bottom. Like, even if it's starting from scratch or if you have something that you're working with, like, there's something for everybody in there. So if you're even considering it, I would say do it. That feels a little reckless, but I'm very extreme. So, like, if you're thinking about doing it or if you are considering being a wellness entrepreneur, it's you wouldn't regret the experience at all. You'll learn a lot. You will reflect on a lot, and it won't only change your business, but it'll also start to change you in the way that you think about your own and your own self-worth, which the partnerships is a great example because, like, if you don't believe in what you're doing, then like, how is your partnership or your outreach for partnerships gonna materialize? Like, you have to, it's just, what is it? It's holistic investment.
Let's go. Investment as a holistic practice, baby. Let's go. Thank you, Paige. That was beautiful. I definitely remember you in absolute tears at the end of the program, just like, what is life? But also, this is amazing. It's always such a beautiful thing to watch y'all journey through that and then to come out and see you and then to have been able to work with you more closely side by side and guide your steps and see you like implementing the things we've talked about, seeing you have success, all those things. And you know, I'm gonna be looking out for that, that one-on-one call you need to book. I didn't see you, now you know what time it is. It's such an honor, and the network continues to grow and build, and it's just beautiful to see y'all out here making waves and doing your thing and doing it in a way that, like you said, I think that was key, in a way that's authentic to you, in a way that feels good to you. Because I think it's easy to look at other people and or look at me or look at Paige and say, oh, I want to do something like what they're doing, you know, and where we may have been even looking at other people, be like, oh, I want to do something they do it. And it's like, it's not about trying to figure out how to fit in. It's about figuring out how to stand out in your space, in your authenticity, in your story, and seeing value in all of those things. And then being able to have a strategic way to develop those things into your offerings, into the things that you're bringing into the world so that you can monetize, but from a place that's like, we all want to make money. We all need money. And we all know that teaching yoga classes alone ain't going to get us rich and pay the bills. But we can think strategically about what is the greater thing that I'm offering here? Like, what is the real thing that I'm offering here? And what are the different ways that I can bring that forth? And so Paige is such a beautiful example of just what that looks like in the authentic and organic and like really, really committing to the process of building a brand and knowing that that shit don't happen overnight. That it is a long game, baby, you know? And I'm just, when I see somebody like yourself that has truly committed to that process, it makes me happy because there's so many people who want that seemingly quote unquote overnight success. And that's not a thing. It takes so much time to build, but once you get to a certain place in that journey, those seeds really start to sprout and take up. You know, and then it just feels like things are opening and pathways are opening, connections are being made. You know, we're getting more clear on this. We got our boundaries together. You know, all those things start to happen, and it feels like a more easeful flow, even though we're still building, right? And so, I just, big kudos to you always. I have so much respect for you and for the way that you approach your business and what you do, because you're just like a such a beautiful example of like what an ideal mentee is and what it really looks like to build, you know, from the ground up with purpose and with vision and with like deep meaning and wanting to actually create real change and be of impact. So you're out here doing it and I see you.
You know, you can't say stuff like that to me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Receive it. And you know, I got a moon in Taurus, you feel me? So I'm all about that luxury life too. I need to take a bath. I might need to hop in a little bath tonight myself. So thank you for that inspo. Y'all, if you don't take anything else away, remember that investing in yourself is a holistic practice.
Yes.
As Paige has so eloquently given us all that game. So thank you, Paige, for your time, for your energy. We appreciate you. We love all of you who are listening. Thank you so much. And we will see you in the next episode. All right, baby. Peace.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
It was great.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.